Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Good morning, everybody. How are you? It's been a while. Again, it's like I get swallowed up in the day stuff, you know, the day-to-day stuff. You know, I'm working on working with a framing company right now, you know, for my day job. And, you know, it's, you know, I come home, I'm just exhausted a little bit. I haven't done this type of job in a long time, you know. So, you know, it's whatever. It could be excuses. It could be not be excuses. But that's just what's been going on in my life for the most part. Just been hanging out with the family, you know what I mean? Just trying to, you know, regroup, you know. Just got to catch back up. So, yeah, just kind of staying with the game, you know, trying to. Yeah. Well, it's Friday. TGIF, you know. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God for real. I just need to go to sleep. I need to sleep in. I feel it. I can feel it. The need to sleep in. You know what I mean? Your body, you're just like, ugh. You're dead. You're done. Tired. Yeah. That style. You know what I mean? So. But we're good this morning. You know, we got... My body isn't actually entirely tight. It's not entirely sore. My shoulders are pretty shot, though. I won't lie about that one. I don't got much meat on my bones anymore like I used to. Wow, that's a really cool... I'm sorry to just completely drop everything right there and just kind of go sideways. But I'm at the job site, you know, and I'm just looking around like I usually do, and there's this Mustang over there, and it has like that pearl, like a pearlescent type of paint job to it, and at nighttime it actually looks really cool. It's really pretty looking, to be honest. Just kind of a side note thing, but you know, whatever I was talking about, I don't remember. But we got our coffee this morning, so that's cool. Got our coffee, we're good, so that's good. Hopefully I don't have to shit later, knock on woods, you know. What is it with coffee that makes you shit? I just don't get it. I can see why in the Army, when you're going through basic training, they don't want you to have coffee that makes you shit. And especially the Army's coffee and those MRE packages. Oh my gosh. Listen, I did a Ranger pouch once thing. You take coffee grounds and you put it in like a napkin, and then you put it in your mouth like a tobacco pouch, you know? And you suck on it. And it's like instant caffeine to your freaking body. It's insane. It's like right to your bloodstream. I don't even know. But I read it one time, you know, the Rangers and stuff do that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So, you know, when I was in basic, I wanted to try it. And you know what? Snuck it out, you know, in our MREs. You know, they don't let you have candy or coffee from the MREs. It's kind of obnoxious, but it's whatever. Like, candy's good. Like, I want some sugar. I need some sugar. You need some shitty sugar every once in a while. Also, like, come on now. But yeah, that stuff's pretty crazy. So if you ever needed a quick wake up, throw some coffee grounds in your mouth, you know, with a napkin. You want to let that cloth filter thing. You don't want to have coffee grounds everywhere. And then you just spit it out, you know. You can keep it in like 5-10 minutes. That's how I did. I kept it in like 5-10 minutes, and then I started getting like that coffee nauseous thing. So. I've been doing a lot of what I call studying now, is what I'm kind of, you know, dubbing it. Excuse me. Holy crap. That came out of nowhere. And I called it. Oh, man. But I've been doing this new thing that I'm calling it. I'm just calling it studying. And it's just what I've been doing for a while now. But I'm actually kind of, you know, taking a little bit of notes, you know, and I'm...
re-listening to things again and you know, really focusing on the words and what people are talking about in different podcasts that I follow out there. So, you know, I've been doing that also, so that's pretty cool. And the one that I've really got into today was definitely, you know, what's one of the most common things out there is, you know, like Ron Swanson. Don't whole ass multiple things, you know, whole ass one thing. Put your entire effort 100%, even if it's just a hobby, put your 100% into it, you know. And that was really the talk. It was 100% or 0%, you know. And that's, you know, in a way, that's why I'm here doing this recording, you know, 100% or 0%. It makes a valid point, you know. If I'm not going to do it 100%, then don't do it at all. And I've been doing this for a while now, you know. Lately, it's been, you know, this 22 year has been just a little bit lazy, I guess you could just call it. But, yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, everyone's not the same. So the work ethic that he has and what you know, what this, you know, Mr. Mickler does that I follow, that I listen to, the podcast, you know, he's saying, you know, what works for me might not work for you. You know, everybody's different. You know, you just got to find it and then, you know, go with it. And that's what's what it is, really. You know, find that hobby, but put 100% into it. It doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to create a podcast, you know, i.e. right here example, you know, you don't have to create a podcast, you know, about a certain subject. You can just come on here, record yourself talking. And I know I'm kind of hypocritical in this, you know, statement, but you can just record 2-3 minutes worth, you know, we're at 6 minutes here, you know, it's really easy. You know, you can just talk. It's kind of like talking to yourself. Do you talk to yourself? I mean, there you go. Just record it. So that's the way I see it. I mean, that's the easiest way to look at it. And the you know, but you can't have excuses. And if you give yourself excuses, you're never going to get anywhere. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe I've given myself, you know, a little bit too leniency on my determination and my willpower to do the podcasts. And it's not like I don't have the time. You know, I have a little bit of drive time, you know, between my home and my job site and, you know, just different things. So it's not like I don't have the time. You know, I have breaks at work that I can, you know, do a 10-minute recording session on. So it's not like I can or I don't have the time to put 100% into it. I guess you just be lazy about it. And you know what? And that's acceptable because I've been, I just, life's hit me hard for a second. It's not even really hard. It's not like I've lost, well, I didn't really lose a car. Car is a little bit iffy right now. Just need to figure out what exactly is wrong with it. I've narrowed it down to either two different types of things. So that's good, at least. Two or three different things. But I got to just do some checks, which is good. I'm going to do this weekend. So, might get a little presentation of that. Who knows? Might get my frustratedness with GM products. The Chevy Cruises are just rough, you know? They're rough to work on because there's so many issues with them. It's the faulty part of just GM's, you know, care, I guess, in their vehicles and their quality of their vehicles. Their motors are just, they're not the best in the world, you know, like 80,000 miles, that's when they start to blow, so you gotta replace them for the most part sometimes, just because they don't last very long. They're not the most reliable. It's like a 3-star rated car, you know what I mean? It's like a 3.4 rated car. Like, you can make them look pretty cool. Like, the first gens are pretty decent, and I have the 6-speed manual transmission, so it's pretty cool. It's like a little go-kart to drive. But I've definitely learned out of this car. This is the first car that I've had that has a turbo on it, and I don't like turbos. Oh man, dude, once it's shot, it's shot. Like, yeah, you just gotta buy a whole new turbo for the most part, unless you can refurbish them. But I don't know how to fucking refurbish a turbo. I ain't even got the tools for it. It's whatever though. But, you know, back to it, you know, put 100% into it or don't put anything into it. I guess that's the message for today. is if you got something, work, job, being a father or a mother, a better spouse, anything, just put 100% into it all the time, and you'll get the best experience out of life, I guess. Yep. And with that, I bid you all adieu. Enchanté. Bienvenidos. Fucking, I don't know. Everyone have a great day today. If you get this in the morning, please, if you're listening in the morning here, or to Friday morning, or, you know, Friday midday or afternoon, whatever it is, you have a great day, and I hope your day has been good if you're listening in the afternoon. But enjoy life, please. Don't let the small things affect the bigger picture. And if they do, recognize it and stop it. Change it. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.